For 2 months straight, LegalZoom charged us a $250 yearly fee every day for 2 months. Do you know how much money that is? That was over like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. And Chase Bank, the crazy thing is if you don't have $1,000 in your savings at Chase, they will bill you. All of our money for our entire business is in our checkings. These motherfuckers called us 5 times asking, where's our $32 at? We said, what are you talking about? We have money in there. No, $32 because the savings account is insufficient. How the fuck y'all gonna call me for $32 when 10 bands was siphoned out of my account like Swiper the Fox? And y'all done said word. This episode of Let's Talk Ferrella is brought to you by Ferrella Galleria. And Ferrella Galleria is a place where I draw and I paint and I do and sell digital artwork for clients, for myself. And I got a big special surprise on the way. But for this episode, the main reason that it's not brought to you by Hydro Affirmations is because HydroAffirmations.com is officially done and gone. And bottles are finally sold the fuck out. Let's get a round of applause real quick. Okay, so real quick before absolutely everything, I'm gonna be 100,000%. I'm gonna be open with y'all because when it comes to starting a business, it's a lot of shit that they don't fucking tell you about. So when it came to the water bottles, me and my wife were already doing Amazon bundle deals, selling college packages where if you bought a package from us, you'll get a school set, a bathroom set, pretty much anything that would go for like somebody starting off in school, toothbrushes, toothpaste, just little shit like that. And we picked up a lot of clientele. So we wanted to branch off and produce something that had a lot more revenue with the lower cost, with the lower cost, with the higher ROI, which is return on investment for us. And the program that we use was, if you guys remember in my last video, Helium 10. Helium 10 is a search engine way better than Jungle Scout, way better than Amazon Catalog, where you can buy and search for products in the market, how they're doing, how much they're selling, and how many sellers there are. So to skip all that, because I already explained it to you, I'm not going to do it again. So pretty much we found that water bottles on Amazon were doing about $800,000 a year. I can tell you guys all now because the business is done. We figured out that the bottles were doing $800,000 a year. They had 5 sellers. That means on Amazon, 5 people are making $800,000 in revenue selling water bottles from plastic to metal to silicone, 32 ounce, 16 ounce. It doesn't matter. There's only 5 sellers, which is absolutely not crazy because Amazon has over 1.5 million different products and only like 20,000 or 30,000 sellers. It's probably grown a lot higher now, but majority of items sold on Amazon are by one individual. So the biggest thing about Amazon is if there's 5 people selling that water bottle, if you come into the scene and you're an active person, that means that you're actively posting, responding to comments, keeping up with your reviews, then Amazon will then automatically start to manufacture buyers to you. That's how Amazon keeps people engaged, because Bezos gets his cut off of how much you sell. And the more money you make, the more money he makes. So yes, if you get the right product on Amazon, you will start to accumulate automatic buyers, which is absolutely amazing. So the hottest bottles on there were like Hydro Flask, Coldest Water, shit like that. And the biggest thing we wanted to do was come into the game with a water bottle that had a message. Hydro Flask, you don't know those guys. Coldest Water, you don't know those guys. My bottle is something that I wanted to make personal, but I wanted it to touch on the biggest thing in sports since it's a sports drink. And that is Game Time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively, which is literally an acronym for the mental health that is needed to be in sports, because mental health athletes have so much going on that they always have to take a hiatus or they have to take a mental health day, and they get fined by the industries that they work for, when in reality, your mental health is the highest thing ever. You've seen LeBron do this. You've seen, what's that one girl's name? Cordae's girlfriend, Naomi Campbell. Is that her name? Oh, no. Something Osaka. Naomi Osaka is the girl who also took time off for her mental health. And that just literally sparked in us that, you know what? This is something that needs to be talked about more. You got football athletes for concussions, and they also needed mental health dates. You have boxers becoming mentally impaired in the longevity after their careers. So we just wanted to attack on something that everybody could relate to. Or so we thought, because I didn't realize when coming up with the idea, I used Procreate on my iPad to design the entire bottle. Once we found a manufacturer on Alibaba, where I found the lid, the rubber bumper, this is 3D printed on here. We talked to the manufacturer for like months at a time, and the manufacturer made us order over 2,000 water bottles, but my dumbass didn't realize that it was 2,000 bottles in total, meaning that I could have gotten increments of 50 bottles that were different colors, different caps, different colorways, different textures, different lettering. I didn't think of none of that shit, because we were such in a rush to start our business and make some money on the side. We were just hungry to get the shit off the ground, because we knew that a bottle like this, or so we felt, a bottle like this would attack the industry in a way that, shit, we felt that we could outdo everybody. But the crazy thing is, Amazon has a policy where the image printed on the bottle also has to be a trademark, and it has to be the name of the LLC. We had a different LLC, a different trademark, and a different bottle logo, because when you're in a rush for things, you don't take the time to actually take the steps to dot your I's and cross your T's and really mark off everything you need to do. Because in reality, we should have came up with the name, patent the name, LLC the name, then asked what are the different increments we could have gotten in the bottles, then asked what are some designs. Guys, I'm an illustrator. Look how fucking plain my bottle is. I should have asked all kinds of questions on how I could have designed my shit. Also, come up with a website before you come out with a fucking brand. We came out with the water bottles after the website was made, and it kind of fucked everything up, which was like, damn, the website is Hydro Affirmations and the water bottle is Game Time, which clearly means that we wasn't thinking shit together at all. We got the bottles, and I thought to myself, damn, we need to sell them, because Amazon didn't approve our logo. We had over 2,000 bottles coming from over China. Shout out to Kim. She was the best manufacturer in the world. When it comes to manufacturers, like I said in the last video, the communication, the shipping cost on Alibaba is pictured like it's a social media. So you can see the shipping costs, the ratings, and everything, and judge them based on that, and judge how their grammar is. Yes, they are in other countries, I do understand, but certain scammers, just certain grammar errors. I understand English is broken, but certain ways they type, those are bots and those are spammers, and sometimes those reviews are faked and paid for. So if you want to link up with my manufacturer, she's amazing. She got her bottles to us an entire month early in advance, which would have been beneficial if we got approved by Amazon. But since we were unprepared, it kind of fucked us, because we had everything in our house and it was just filling up our living room. 2,000 water bottles. So we had to think quick. Game Time is an affirmation. Hydro water bottle, Hydro Affirmations is how the name was sought. And that would have been clean as fuck if it was engraved on the bottle. And honestly, I didn't get a chance to do that because I was such in a rush to get the bottles off the ground. So learn from my mistakes, cross your I's, dot your T's. Literally, the biggest trials and tribulations we had after everything was, how are we going to sell these bottles? I had to build a website, had to get with Pacific Light Media in order to help me make a commercial, and then hope the commercial did good enough to sell bottles. Guys, like I said, now that the business is done and over with, each bottle costs us $8.25 to make. We sold the first 250 water bottles on debut day for $60, guys. Our revenue was over 86%. Do you know that one bottle potentially paid for the next 10 water bottles? We got to a point where we sold 250, and then the next wave we sold 350 at $45, and then the next wave we sold about, at this point, it was about 600 water bottles. After we did a collaborative with an influencer, we paid this girl. She shouted her water bottle out on social media. And in a single day, we did 650 water bottles. And we sold those for about like $30. And then as everything progressed, we start selling the bottles for as low as $20. And then we got to a point where we start donating to schools, elementaries, churches, things like that to offload the last bit of the bottles. It was hard as fuck. I'm sitting here making commercials. I'm going out hiking, getting with the camera crew all the time, trying to think of ideas, thinking about social media, different social media marketing ideas. And honestly, guys, this shit was fucking trash. It was trash. I'm not a runner. Hey guys, let's get out and get active. I fucking hated doing it. And I didn't realize that I was going to have to do all that to be the face of the brand. I thought people was just going to fuck with the bottle on Amazon. And then once Amazon didn't work out, everything trickled back and it ended up fucking us up in the long run. So learn from our mistakes. Get it approved on Amazon first. Or if you didn't know, if you change any product on Amazon more than 20%, it is legally yours. If you find a product on Amazon that is doing extremely well, you can go to Alibaba, show them pictures, show them different ways to tweak it in measurements, size, color, and different variations. Boom, bada bing, you got your own product. If you want Alibaba to ship it straight to Amazon, Amazon does do the FBA. That is the fulfillment by Amazon that we used to do, where they house it, ship it, and they handle all of your returns. We wanted to do a quality check because of the large shipping amount that we had. So we had it shipped to our house first. And once we got it, Alibaba, a lot of manufacturers deal with Amazon sellers already. So a lot of them already understand the quality check Amazon requires. So if you do Alibaba straight to Amazon and the seller tells you that they've done it before, I promise you, it will pass the test. You will save yourself money, time, and cost, and you won't have to worry about it at all. And you won't have a whole bunch of shit sitting at your house like we did, because we was just afraid of Amazon not accepting our boxes and shipping them back to the shipper. That's why we did it that way. The biggest thing is, shit, having a brand is hard. Doing pop-ups is hard. Selling shit is hard. Packing shit is hard. Only thing that worked is my job is in the shipping industry. So I was able to pack and ship and sticker and take everything to my job and fucking have it all shipped out that day. Photos that a lot of you guys provided, the Hydro Affirmation team was absolutely amazing. The Instagram is forever a staple. You guys were absolutely a blast. It's just, that shit tiring. It's tiring. I definitely didn't think I was going to come out with another bottle. I'm not trying to compete against Hydro Affirmation and all those guys. I just wanted to make some passive income. And honestly, it was really me and my wife. In the beginning, we were in the realm of manifestation and we wanted to understand, okay, if we think it, we do it, we can achieve it, right? So before we got everything going with the bottles, we did LegalZoom to get all our paperwork, our LLC, our EIN, our company name and patent through LegalZoom. And then everything else for our water bottle, I did on Alibaba. And after that, once we got everything, it was honestly just overwhelming at times. And a lot of people don't prepare you for the ups and downs of actually owning a business and shipping fees and cost. And the best possible outcome for us, though, was once we went and got our business line of credit through Chase Bank. With Chase Bank, you have to have like $1,000 in your account at all times to have a free account. Otherwise, you have to pay $30 a month. We got approved for 10 grand. All the bottles cost us about $6,000-$7,000. We ended up making 54 grand in revenue, which is about what, like 43, 44 grand in profit off of 5,000, which is honestly really good based on selling one fucking colorway bottle that we grinded really hard for. I went snowboarding every weekend to make content videos in order to sell and push the water bottle. And guys, this shit, there's no preparation. There's no passion like it. Like, you think that you're going to be an entrepreneur and step out of the job field? No, you become an entrepreneur and work harder until you can convince somebody else to do your work for less revenue than you make. That's how entrepreneurship works. You grind your fucking ass off until you make so much money that's overwhelming. You hire somebody else to do kind of sort of what you need and keep it going until you have a whole bunch of people doing minute parts of what you were doing that was overwhelming. And now you have a successful business. We never got to that point. We were just an online business. I built the website by myself using Spotify. Shopify offers a really good platform on building a website for beginners. Links, pictures, video, YouTube, everything I did through Spotify. I have zero website experience, and I built a whole fucking operating website that took multiple payments, shipping, all that. Guys, it's easy. It's easy. I didn't use no YouTube or nothing. I promise you, Shopify is step by step. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You could build your own fucking store on Shopify today. I built two stores for Ferrella Galleria and Let's Talk Ferrella. It took a couple days because it was tedious, but everything you do, it shows you how the website is going to look in preview. If you're doing nails, hair, whatever, Shopify is the best way for you to do that. GoDaddy.com is how I got my domain name. I'm sure you could do it other ways. GoDaddy.com is how we did it for our website. And honestly, it was fun as fuck while it lasted. But after dealing with trying to do commercials, coming out with a new product, it's not worth it. It wasn't worth it. That's why I day trade now, because I don't got to deal with nobody. I don't got to talk to nobody, and I don't have to have any products in my storage, like storing bottles, shipping bottles, all that shit. No, like if you guys are doing it and you're making good money doing it, hell yeah, I'm proud of you. Congratulations. Good shit. Me? No. Oh my God. That shit was too much. Like, we made good money, but I wasn't chasing nothing else after we made profit. I just wanted to close the store and just keep it pushing. But the biggest thing that I do need to tell you guys is, if you plan on starting a business, building your website on Shopify, getting a domain name off GoDaddy, and then getting your EIN and then opening up a business account through Chase or whoever else, fuck Chase. And fuck LegalZoom. Are you kidding me? First off, LegalZoom is, we had LegalZoom. They did all our taxes for us. We had an attorney and everything through LegalZoom. And we had to pay a monthly subscription fee. And on top of that, we had to pay a yearly fee for them to do everything for our business. For 2 months straight, LegalZoom charged us a $250 yearly fee every day for 2 months. Do you know how much money that is? That was over like $5,000-$7,000. That was a couple grand on subscription fees. And Chase Bank never called us a single time. We just, all the money we made for the business, we use to pay taxes or to reinvest in the business. For the most part, all the money we made from the bottles is just sitting in the business account, but it's only sitting in our checkings, not our savings. So they whacked the fuck out of us. Chase didn't say shit. The only reason we seen is because we're doing an audit on our accounts, seeing that money fucking absolutely gone in increments every day from like, literally like from like July to fucking September. Chase never called us and we paid for the fraud. They never called us. LegalZoom also never called us. And I know those fuckers make money off of a, what's the word? They make money off of a commission. Yeah, those motherfuckers make commission. And that $250 pack is one of the biggest ones they fucking have. And I got charged that every day. After calling like six people, you know me, professional black belt and gaslighting, gaslighted the hell out of everybody. One guy, one man helped me because I kept getting, oh, this is something we've never seen before. This is so unlikely. This is so out of the ordinary. This is crazy. I'm like, crazy? I'm like, did anybody take money out of your account for you to be sitting up here acting so cool, charming, calm, and collected? Because I'm real sick right now. Imagine if I had employees and I had another re-up that I had to make and y'all just took $10,000 out of my account by accident? How's that accidental? Somebody at LegalZoom got paid. They got a check. And everybody kept putting me on hold, hanging up the phone, putting me on hold, hanging up the phone. And then I got up to somebody who was apparently in charge, the head lady of the office. She's like, okay, yeah, if all that's likely, how about you send me some bank statements? I said, better yet, I got pictures because I printed it out and I highlighted it and I got the total and I wrote down the total in case y'all don't know how to add since y'all like to take so much money out of my account. She goes, okay, I'll check on it. She looks at my account. She goes, okay, let me put you on hold. Fucking immediately puts me on hold. And then my man, my savior, this man works at LegalZoom. His name is McKenzie. This dude saved the shit out of me. Literally rescued me. McKenzie stopped me from gaslighting him because I was ready to cuss him out because I was so mad and upset that everybody kept blowing me off. Me, I'm like, damn, like I really feel like y'all trying to undermine my intelligence because I don't know how or why I'm apparently the first one of one situation where some weird ass fuck shit has happened where 10,000 has gotten taken out of somebody's account. Nobody could have told me why. All of a sudden, nobody was able to see what I was seeing in my account until I started sending screenshots of bank statements. So yeah, LegalZoom robbed the fuck out of me. I talked to my boy, McKenzie. McKenzie was the sweetest man ever. He kept saying, look, bear with me. If I put you on hold here at LegalZoom, if you're on hold for longer than 10 minutes, you are going to be hung up on. I said, McKenzie, how is that possible when every other person I kept saying said, please hold. The call should only take 10 minutes. We'll be right back. He immediately started laughing. He's like, wow, man, that's crazy. He's like, bear with me. I'm going to stay dead silent, but I'm going to get you your money back. I was on the phone with this man for 2 hours and McKenzie got me my fucking money back. I called McKenzie, or should I say, bitch ass LegalZoom. McKenzie is the only savior y'all got. I called McKenzie on Tuesday with negative 10,000 in my account. By Thursday, I had my money back. McKenzie handled my situation that good. And the fucked up thing was the attorney is the person who handles everything for your LLC. The simple fact that I wanted to dissolve my LLC since LegalZoom was the motherfuckers who did the paperwork for my LLC. They kept trying to tell me that until you find somebody else to take over your LLC. Yeah, we're going to keep continue to charge you $250. Don't worry. All your other fees are stopped. I told McKenzie the same exact situation. He said, oh, don't worry. Yeah, I'm going to make sure your card accidentally comes off file. I said, oh, yeah, please make that happen. McKenzie saved my day because I was so motherfucking mad and I felt like LegalZoom was definitely undermining me. So fuck them forever. And Chase Bank, the crazy thing is if you don't have $1,000 in your savings at Chase, they will bill you. All of our money for our entire business is in our checkings. So if you don't have $1,000 in your savings, if I didn't say it right the first time, they'll bill you. All our money's in our checkings. These motherfuckers called us 5 times asking, where's our $32 at? We said, what are you talking about? We have money in there. No, $32 because the savings account is insufficient. How the fuck y'all gonna call me for $32 when 10 bands was siphoned out of my account like Swiper the Fox and y'all didn't say a word? Oh, sir, we thought that was a subscription for the business. Bitch, it says yearly. Is it a year every day? How y'all charge me $250 yearly fee every single day and y'all didn't see it? So, fuck Chase, closed down my Chase bank, took my money out of my account. Chase, fuck you guys. And LegalZoom, fuck you guys too. Check this out, y'all. Went and did some research. Actually, I'm not even going to lie. I didn't do any research. My camera guy is the smartest guy on the planet. I asked this guy the quickest way to go LLC to from start to finish, how to get your business without getting fucked by LegalZoom, because I had to pay $1,500 up front for them to do everything. That $230, file this $250, file that $500, file this $600, open that $300. So we spent like $1,500 through LegalZoom. Look on the website. That shit cost that much money. So the best absolute thing to do is get your business address, guys. Our LLC was fucking our home address. So our LLC, our business name, and our website were all completely different because we didn't want anybody to know what our LLC was in order to find our public home address like a bunch of fucking nutcases. Cause we were some young ass kids that didn't want help from nobody else. And we were like, you know what? This is the best possible outcome that we can do, right? So the best thing for y'all to do, don't be a fucking dumbass like me. You'll make money and then have 10,000 stolen from you. And then you'll get it back. And then you'll learn a valuable lesson that running a business is extremely hard. And if you want to be entrepreneurial, just learn something that'll make you money on the side. Learn something that makes you happier than the money. Or learn something where you don't make money, you're extremely happy, and you get to travel. That's like, that's it. Like reaching a million, a billion, a trillion. Give me a million, I'm good. Really. In reality, like, come on. Like, I don't feel like you can hit $1 billion without sacrifice. But anyways, the biggest thing from start to finish, get your business address. UPS offers PO boxes or digital addresses for you to be able to go in there, get a PO box. It's separate from your house. Then you'll be able to get business mail and you'll be able to file for your LLC because you need your business account in order to get your LLC. The only address we had was our home address, which became our LLC. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's not dissolved yet. But the second step, definitely go to sos.ca.gov. Go to that website, go to the business tab. I didn't click on the links, y'all. I'm not working for you. All I'm here is to do is just to give you the damn resources. If you want to do everything the right way, the easy way. Business address through UPS. I'm sure post office or somebody offers the same thing. SOS.ca.gov for your LLC. Your LLC is the name of the business. So if you're Cat LLC and you want to sell cat toys, catnip, cat bags, and all that shit, the LLC is just the name of the business. The dog food and everything could be completely different. Your LLC and your brand are completely different. LLC could be Cat LLC. If you want to sell catnip and dog food, you can have it be something completely different. That LLC website is sos.ca.gov. The third step is you want to go to the IRS for your EIN in order to apply for your business credit. Unless you have enough cash flow to start it off on your own, business credit is the best thing because me and my wife potentially made $45,000 off of a $5,000 loan and was no money out of our pocket. All you have to do is just come with your credit right. And the last step is go to your local city or county and state and website for more information on what requirements you need for your LLC. If you have a business, if you have a place that you're renting for your address, perfect. But the only reason I mention UPS is California has the highest LLC rate like ever in the United States. So if you wanted somewhere cheaper, like in a place where nobody lives, go to that UPS store website, get you a PO box, and boom, bada bing, you got your LLC for the super duper low. And honestly, after dealing with all that, getting fucked by legal, getting fucked by, Chase, we're done. We're done for right now. We're going to recoup. We're going to get back into a business later on. Not going to do bottles. I like to draw. I like clothes. I really like to draw and I really like to build tapestries. Let's see. The cameraman gave me an extremely great idea earlier. Mike got something coming for you guys. The best thing is, shit, learn from my mistakes. Told you guys everything from top to bottom. My experience with starting a business, and plus LegalZoom, they're negative as fuck. I clear as day remember starting my LLC and the woman asking me what I was going to be doing. And then I told her exactly what we're going to be doing. And she straight up said, oh, I don't know how that's a good idea, but good luck. And I'm sitting here like, good luck? Like, what kind of fucking shit is that? That'll make, like, good luck is a weird thing to say to somebody when they're starting a business. But to end it on a good note, to end it on a great note, Hydro Affirmations was fun as fuck. It was fun. We did a lot of work, a lot of arguments between me and my wife / business partner on what to do next. Just a whole lot of money being spent, whole lot of advertisement. And honestly, it's like when it comes to owning a business, it's a whole lot of dick sucking. Like nobody talks about how much you really have to just like grease up those balls and give everybody what they want. Like I get it. I understand it. But God damn, like selling water bottles, like we're doing extremely well online on our website. And we did pop-ups just to meet people in person, like meet the locals. And plus, who doesn't like going to farmers markets? Coffee, bakery, pastries, count me in, bucko. That sounds like heaven. But honestly, we're sitting there like, I had a customer like literally follow my wife back to the booth. Literally, we had somebody come up to our booth, grab our water bottle off our table, slam it down on the table and was like, sell it to me. Why do I want it? Sell it. And I looked at her like, don't buy it. And then the bitch literally looks at me like, I don't know how you're going to be successful. And it's like, God damn, like I'm not with the dick sucking. I'm not with taking shit from everybody in order to pursue a better opportunity. Like, that's why I'm so glad that if you guys watch all my videos, I love to day trade. I'm also a blue collar worker. I'm good with that. Like the business will come back, but everything that goes with it, the housing costs, fees, everything, bro, fuck that. Fuck that. Think about it. Think about it, guys. If you're somebody who's thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, you have to understand that you're stepping out of the working world to be given 2 days off, to never have a day off until you can convince somebody to do what you do every day for a lower piece of your revenue in order to then become successful. Like, other than that, it's work, 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 work. I can't do it. Some people can. I can't. I love you guys. Please like, subscribe, follow. Stop leaving hate and not subscribing. All hate is welcome. All love is welcome. All racism is just like cliche. Like, I'm black. No shit. My ancestry will tell you that I'm actually Portuguese and Scottish, so I'm more than just black. And also, ancestry will also tell you that I'm probably Portuguese and Scottish, not willingly, because of, you know, slavery and things. And like, subscribe, follow, share the show. We're not making millions of dollars yet. I haven't had sponsorships yet. I'm not interviewing rappers and shit yet. But if you guys share the show, we'll grow. And we won't grow if you don't share the show. So stop being a hoe because you voted for Joe. And subscribe, like. This is no longer brought to you by Hydro Affirmations. Those bottles are gone. Stop asking about them. It's not like y'all was really asking about them anyways. And yeah, I'm going to keep coming out with more. Any topics or anything you guys want to see, I'm also going to be doing interviews periodically and more art shit on the way. And I always have to be skeptical about what I post on here because I don't want to get banned. Yeah, share the show. Love you guys. Peace.